Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. South Africans are facing an increasingly risk-based landscape when it comes to fraud. Research by the Southern African Fraud Prevention Service shows that identity theft has grown by more than 300% between 2021 and 2022, while cases involving money mules increased by 97% since 2021. In 2021, money muling only comprised 22% of the fraud incidents reported to the Fraud Prevention Service, but it increased to 35% in 2022 and to 43% in the first 4 months of this year. The latest fraud statistics indicate that impersonation fraud increased by 356% over the past year, due to data leaks and compromised personal data. There was a 600% increase in incidents reported by members of the service in 2022 compared to 2018. These incidents include conventional advance fee scams, banking scams, and impersonation scams. Today, we chat to Marnie van Schalkwyk, CEO of the Southern African Fraud Prevention Service, about the different kinds of fraud to watch out for and how you can protect yourself. Welcome, Moni.
Good. Well, welcome. So thank you, Ina, and thank you for inviting me.
Moni, the statistics look alarming in percentages, so I don't want to know what the actual numbers are. Should we be very worried about fraud?
I think so. I do think we have are seeing significant increases in those three areas that you specifically mentioned of impersonation, money mules, and scams. And let's tackle the impersonation. I think impersonation is really due to the data breaches that we had last year, specifically large credit bureau that was where the data was compromised. And that is, when a credit bureau gets compromised, it is very valuable information because the fraudsters who the data is sold to, get information about your ID, your name, your address, your accounts. And I'm not 100% sure what was compromised on the credit bureau, but those are the typical information that is kept on a credit bureau. So it makes it very vulnerable. And when we phone, for instance, one of the credit providers, and they want to make sure that they're speaking to the correct person, they would ask us information, which are usually information that is on based on the credit bureau. So when this information now leaks out to a fraudster, it can just give you an idea of the untold issues that it can create in a consumer's life. And with that now said, if we look at the impersonation statistics, you can see that that file is worked. We saw a significant increase, and if I must tell you, we looked at the latest figures as at the end of June, and impersonation of another person is up with another whopping 46% compared to the same period last year. So it's really a significant thing, and consumers feel a bit vulnerable because when it comes to data breaches, there's not a lot that we can do. And maybe just some advice on that is sometimes when the people the data gets compromised, not all the data gets compromised. So what the fraudsters will typically do is they will contact the consumer in the hope to get the other part of the data. So they will either phone you and tell you that they are phoning from the bank and that they need to confirm some information. And then that is exactly when people are now trying to complete the picture by getting the rest of the information, or they will send you an email or a WhatsApp or an SMS to say, just complete this information, or we are and we need to update our records or whatever reasons they give. The moment people ask you for data or your bank details, just ignore it, delete it, and go and this telephone call, just put the phone down. But so that is usually how they work. The
I must
second
say, I heard of somebody who put the phone down and then defrauds the phone back.
I would imagine, because they're really desperate for that information. And people ask me sometimes, why would people want my information? And the easy answer is that with your information or the complete set of information, they can open accounts in your name, which people will try to recover from you as the individual, or they're trying to take over your accounts. So those are the main reasons why people try to steal your identity.
Money, how much money would you estimate consumers lose to fraud every year in South Africa?
That is very difficult to say. What I can say, what we record on our side, is from our members, which are the banks and the retailers and the cell phone companies, etc. They give us an estimation of the amount that they saved by showing away the fraudsters, and that we've recorded on our system. And that amount for the first 6 months this year is standing on a whopping 3.5 billion rand so far.
That's a lot of
So
money.
yes. So if that is the amount of savings, I don't want to know what's the loss amounts.
You say the main kinds of fraud your office has to deal with is impersonations and money muling. Are there any
Yeah.
other kinds of fraud that you also deal with?
Well, I think money muling, I just want to give maybe a little bit of an idea of what money muling is.
Yes.
And that is when an individual allows another individual to make use of a bank account. And we get it where people are actually recruited online on in on the social media. And what you need to do is they said, we really want a bank account. I need to transfer money to my mother in Zimbabwe. And the bank doesn't want to give me an account. Can you open an account for me, and then I can pay you? And then usually a cell phone is provided, and but the cell phone is then handed back to the recruiter with the bank details, and then they have full access to the bank account. And our counterparts in the UK has done research on money muling, and it's directly linked to human trafficking, terrorism, and money laundering.
How do
So,
you
money muling
explain?
is really it sounds like an innocent crime, but it's not. It is really significant, and we saw large increases through the years. It is not only a South African issue; it's an international issue. So we need to be aware of it as consumers, that people will try to recruit us to open accounts in their name or make use of our own bank accounts. So you cannot do that. And then the third issue that I thought one needs to, well, I think that maybe a fourth one, I think that something that I see an increase in, which is new, not new, but I thought it's an interesting increase, is the employee application fraud, where that is a for the first 6 months, we saw a 71% increase compared to the previous year. So it's large, is when people use false information in their application process, or their qualifications are false. It could speak of a desperation factor as well. We're not I can't put my I can't exactly say what it is, but we see an increase in that kind of fraud. But maybe the last topic that I want to talk to is scams. And And we use a nuanced difference, excuse me, between scams and fraud, where although scams is a misrepresentation, it is really a scammer has perfected the art to convince people. So we see a scam when people are convincing you to provide them with your bank account details and whatever method they use, or the art to convince you to give your PIN or to provide to give money to invest in an account which does, invest into a product that doesn't exist, with huge promises of large sums of return. That to us is scam. So you get various scams in the country, like romance scams, and you get puppy scams, and you get investment scams. And we saw when SAA, for instance, retrenched about a year ago, retrenched their staff a year or so ago, retrenched their staff or made them a lot of people early pension and stuff like that. The scammers knew exactly who they were, and they contacted them with these wonderful investments. And we saw people losing their entire pension fund, because they invested that on the promise that it would return a lot of money. These people are devious. They will take every last cent from you. What actually made it, I think, worse from this one person that told me the story is that once she realized it was a scam, she then received another call from another person to say, "We will help you to recover the money. We know you lost your money in a scam. We will help you to recover the money. You just need to pay us another
No.
50,000 upfront," and which she did, in a desperate factor to recover 1 million rand. So people are so scams is a is taking money from us, where if somebody is in a fraud and in a misrepresentation, usually the bank or the retailer will pick it up and list that individual. And sometimes money is lost and sometimes not. But the individual who's the victim of identity theft, for instance, would not be required to pay that money back if it's proven that he's not involved. Where with scams, the consumers lose money. They lose hard-earned money, and we launched a product called HEMA, YIMA, and you can find more information on hema.org.za. And what we are doing through HEMA is to provide the consumer with tools free of charge, and they can get the information on that website where you download some software. We will tell you when you are on a fraudulent website, to say, "Get out, this website is suspect." We just launched a hotline for consumers, which is 083123, and then it spells out scam. I think it's 7226, so 083123 7226. And there, so if you want to report something or you think you've been scammed, you just have to phone that number and we'll put you in contact with your bank immediately. You don't know, people have got two and three bank accounts. You don't necessarily, especially when you have been scammed, you feel a bit flustered. You can't remember all these numbers. You just have to put the one number in, and we will connect you with a bank. So those are the kind of free tools we provide to consumers. And on the other end of HEMA, what we got is a anti-scams war room, where we really try to frustrate the lives of scammers, in any possible way. Yes.
Yes, Moni, I see that these scammers are even now using AI to make it sound like one of your family members or somebody you know phoning you to ask for money or your personal information. And that is quite
Yeah,
scary.
Yes, I believe so. It's quite scary. I've heard about, people who actually they kind of AI, use the AI and to say I'm sitting somewhere overseas and I need money to come back and please I do all this kind of drama that plays off, and it, the voice is exactly the same. So it's quite concerning.
And Tommy, just to go back to impersonation fraud, how can you avoid that happening to you?
Well, there are several things one can do. As as I mentioned a little bit earlier, people trying to fill the gaps with all the data, don't provide any data to anybody, don't click on links, and treat your information like you would treat cash. You would be very careful when you have got cash, and you'll make sure whoever gets that cash deserves to get it, and not just anybody. And that is exactly how we need to treat our information. We also have got also a free product. Remember, we're a not-for-profit organization. And we got a free product, what we call protective registration, where a consumer will take a selfie, take a photo of their ID. We take those two photographs, match them, and take them to the Department of Home Affairs and see what they've got on record. And when those three photographs match, we give you another layer of protection on your identity. So when a fraudster is trying to apply for credit in your name, the transaction will pause. And so there is a frustration factor also that people need to be aware of. But the transaction would pause, and you need to provide them with this SAFPS number, or you need to provide them with another form of identity or something. But that if a fraudster was trying to impersonate you, he or she will not have access to that information. So that is an easy process to go to our website, www.safps.org.za, and just go on a Protect My Identity, and with your and use your smartphone when you do this, and you will just then taken through the process.
Moni, South Africa is investing heavily in digitization to catch up with the rest of the world. What are the risks for consumers?
I think we touched on all the risks, actually, but one need to, I remember, and I'm giving away my age, but I remember when we went to the bank with a small booklet, where our withdrawals and our deposits were captured. We can't go back to those times. So with renewal and with the advancement of banking, it comes with risks. And I think it is for us to protect ourselves in that process and not fall prey in the process. So the stuff we spoke about is definitely at risk, but we as consumers need to know about it, and we need to manage it, and to be able to open your app in your on your phone and pay somebody within seconds.
Yes, that
To have that comfort,
convenience.
yes, totally. To have that comfort and convenience, it comes with a price, and the prices we need to be aware that the scammers are out there as well, and then and they the, we need to be just managing it.
So we have to move the pressure from the consumer to the fraudsters.
Well, yes, and we as consumers need to be more diligent in how we do it. Totally. Also HEMA, just to finish off the discussion on HEMA gives the consumer the ability to report scams to end on a central database. And although we can't get your money back, it gives us the opportunity to see what scams are forming on a very instant basis. And then the moment we see that scam developing, we can actually warn everybody else about it.
I see. It's social media and online marketplaces a problem.
It is. It is. It is. And because when we when we pass our matric, we take a photograph of it and put it on social media, especially when you got six A's. Or we when we go on holiday, we take pictures of the airplane ticket, and off we go. So without trying to expose ourselves and sharing our life with everybody else, we're sharing interesting and wonderful details for fraudsters, which uses that information to build their profile on us.
So, you do all the work, but I mean, consumers can't relax about fraud.
Oh yeah, totally not. I think there's even a bigger responsibility on consumers to make sure that they protect their information at all cost.
Moni, thank you for all this information. I don't think you will make us sleep easier tonight. But maybe if we all educate ourselves about fraud, you will be able to sleep easier.
You, Ina. I do appreciate it.